Glory to Jesus Christ. This is my favorite Sunday, because this Sunday after the exaltation of the Holy Cross, reminds us the essence of our Christian life, what we are supposed to do. And we heard this in the Gospel. This was the clearest advice from God, how we should live our life if we accept Him as our God, as our Lord. But what is His advice? His advice is to take our cross and follow Him. He took His cross, our Lord Jesus Christ. He took His cross because He was willing to die. We should take our cross with the same intention, to be willing to die. This message of the cross. Many times we understand it a little bit differently. What does it mean to take our cross? When a priest during the religion class was talking about cross, and he asked these children, probably around 11, 12 years old, group of children, he said, "What do you think? What does it mean to take our cross and to follow Christ?" One girl, she answered, "I know what does it mean. And you know what? I know what is my cross. My cross is my brother, because he doesn't want to do what I want." And in this, her answer, we can see reflection of our thoughts, of our understanding. What does it mean? We see all these unjust things which are around us. And knowing people around us, we have to accept and to our life and to somehow to live with them. Many times we see, and it is not really bad if we see our illness as our cross or other difficulties. It can serve in some way to make our spiritual life deeper. But really, really, the main message is, which is hidden in this words, is that to take our cross means to make decision to die. And if I am saying that to die, I'm not saying that to take really our life away, no, to kill ourselves. I mean to die to that old person which we were before our baptism. To die to that old person who is tied with these ropes of this world, interests and things and desires and everything. It means that we should put to death that person who doesn't want to serve to God. And we do it when we listen to Christ and we try to put His words to life. Then we find very, very easy that how much pain it causes for us to follow His word, to follow His commandments, those good advices for our life. Look, just take the Sunday. God calls us to give Him this day. And it is, I would say, the easiest commandment ever. Because what God wants us to do on Sunday, to worship Him, to be with Him, and to rest. It means to do nothing, to let our body rest. May we have power and strength to live. It's an easy commandment. But let's try to imagine, to go through your plans for today. What we are going to do, what we are planning to do today. It's really fulfillment in these our plans. Can we see their fulfillment of God's advice for us? Or we have our own plans, our work we are supposed to do, to go somewhere. Well, and try to say now, no, I will follow God's advice. I will change all my plans for today just to be able to follow God's advice. And it will be painful. It will be not easy to rearrange everything. It would be difficult for us. And for sure, this is the cross, this pain of cross, this death of my will. This will be process of dying on the cross because we are fulfilling God's will. Jesus was fulfilling Father's will. And this will, this following Father's will, brought Him to cross. The same way it is for us. And if we go through each good advice, or as we call it, commandment of our Lord, this good advice for our life, for good life, how many times we refuse to fulfill that because it seems to us too difficult, too painful, not easy to do this. We refuse to keep commandments, these good advices, because we don't want to feel pain. Because through keeping commandments, we are putting to death our old self. And this is a painful process. But this is what we are supposed to do. And now you can ask, what kind of God it is who wants us to suffer? What God it is that He wants us to have pain in our life? What kind of God it is? It is God who is like good father, who when see his child to suffer of illness, don't worry to give bitter medicine to mouth of the child, even this child would be in pain, because he knows that through this pain his child will be saved and healed. This God acts. And we should not be afraid of, because like Holy Father Dorotheus, he says this, for beginners in spiritual life, each commandment is hard, difficult, and painful. And he said, we have to force ourselves in the beginning to keep it, and we suffer. But then delight comes to our life. Then we feel sweetness which God gives through His grace to our life. And we are supposed to go through this death. We are supposed to take our cross. It means to put to death our old self, may we are able to taste this sweetness of God's grace, of God's presence in us, of this real life which God wants us to give. Yes, we have to force ourselves in the beginning to conquer ourselves, this old self, to enter to real life. Resurrection was possible only because of cross, because only of death on a cross. Our new life in Christ is possible only through death of our old self. When I read, I try to read every day, some kind of life story was saying for the day, and you know, it's so different stories. But what impresses me always when I hear in the end of the story that saint died peacefully in old age. This phrase repeats again and again. Peacefully in old age. And you can feel that this fruit of this battle, this fruit of this death to old self, which brings this peace to our souls. I am jealous. I am jealous when I read that, and it is really something what brings me this desire somehow to try it, to follow them every day. And it would be God's grace that if we are able to reach this state when we are free from this old life, when we are really nourished, full, nourished in God's life. So let's try to, when we come to venerate Holy Cross, let's try to ask not only for strength to die, but for wisdom. May we are able to see which areas of our life is tied to this world, which areas of our life do not belong to God yet. Let's ask for light, maybe we can see in which areas of our life we are supposed to die. Maybe we can gain new life in Christ. Amen.